Straight out to America's Radio News Lunch. Standing by, the governor of the great state of Delaware, Jack Markell. He's a Democrat. Sir, welcome to America's Radio News.
Thanks. How are you?
Doing well, sir. Thank you very much for being here. Lots to talk about. Listening to Governor Haley from South Carolina earlier, basically lamenting the fact that you governors have to balance your books every single year. You don't have the option of putting things on the credit card. How frustrated are you that during the Bush administration, we added $4.9 trillion to the national debt in 8 years. With just 4 years of President Obama's administration, we've added $5.5 trillion and still counting. This really has to rub a lot of governors who have to make this responsibility and make the tough choices. It's really got to rub them the wrong way, doesn't it?
Well, it's certainly frustrating. And I think one of the big differences is at the national level, of course, they fight wars, which is something that we don't do. And I think the fact that we engaged in a couple of wars in the last decade without really paying for it, it was certain to add to the debt. That being said, I think all of us feel that we need to make progress, recognizing that we're not going to cut our way to a prosperous future. We're not going to tax our way to a prosperous future. We have to grow our way out. We've got to make sure we've got policies in place that'll do just that.
And Governor, are you saying those two wars were primarily responsible for the addition of $10 trillion to our national debt during the Bush and Obama administrations?
Well, I think they were certainly a piece of it. And then, of course, what you had at the beginning of, at the end of the Bush administration, and then when President Obama came in, you had the financial crisis with the incredible loss of jobs. And that certainly didn't help either with respect to the debt.
Now, I know the president is pretty much telling the nation's governors like yourself that automatic cuts will lead to fewer teachers, reduced medical care, and he's really looking to rally support from governors to try to stop this from happening. Is it still possible, and what exactly are you doing, if anything, to cooperate with the president on this as far as lobbying to get this reversed?
Well, I think what we heard yesterday when we met with the president, Democratic and Republican governors together met with the president, and what we heard from, again, Democrats and Republicans alike, is their concern about what the impact of the sequester is likely to be on the economics of their states, not just the impact on people who may be benefiting from some of the specific programs, but beyond that, the impact on jobs. The Congressional Budget Office projecting job loss, and governors of both parties indicating that they are really concerned about what happens to employment levels in their states if this sequester goes through.
And do you think it's still possible to stop this?
I don't know. I mean, I think this, you know, is obviously this is politics and it's Washington. And, you know, I think I certainly didn't hear anything this weekend that would suggest it's likely to be, you know, not go into effect at the end of the week, but we'll see. And I think there are certainly, but I think most of us were very much hopeful that we'd figure out a way past this.
Governor Jack Markell, he's a Democrat. He's the governor of the great state of Delaware, our guest right now here on America's Radio News. And Governor, speak to those people that look at what's going on with sequestration. We're talking about 2% rate and reduction of spending. We're not even talking about real cuts, because our government will still continue to spend more money next year than it did this year. We'll spend more money this year than it did last year. So it's just a reduction in the rate of growth of spending for the feds. Tell Americans out there who've had to cut a lot more from their family budgets than 2% why this is going to be a calamity if our government's not allowed to spend this money.
Well, all right. So a couple things I think people should understand. It's actually more than 2% if you think about the discretionary budget. I mean, because these cuts do not hurt, do not hit things like Social Security and Medicaid and the like. And so there are a bunch of pieces of the budget which are offline. So, and there's no question, by the way, I think everybody, starting with the president, would agree that the country needs to do some smart cuts, and he actually has proposed a number of cuts. The impact that a lot of us really are concerned about has to do with the continuing uncertainty for the business community. And the fact is, when businesses are uncertain about what the future holds, they're less likely to invest, they're less likely to hire. And so at a time when so many of us are so focused on doing everything we can to improve the economic climates in our states, putting people back to work, we're concerned that this uncertainty could put a crimp in the growth.
Our guest right now, Governor Jack Markell, Democratic governor of the state of Delaware, who we greatly appreciate your time today, sir. So do you get frustrated with what we're continuing to see in Washington, the bickering, even now after President Obama's been reelected? It just seems like it's the same conversation. We're just back and forth, pointing fingers, nothing getting done.
Look, I think there's certainly frustration. It seems that we're going from one manufactured political crisis to the next. It's a heck of a way to run to see a country run. And it has a real impact on people. And I think, you know, the question that you all asked me just a moment ago is, you know, what do you say to the American who's looking at all this and saying, what does it matter to, you know, what does this mean to me? That's really the key question. And what we're concerned about is what it could do to economic growth prospects. Fewer people buying. If there are fewer people buying, you've got fewer people, obviously less demand for your products, less sales, you know, fewer employees needed. And this is just not the time where we need that. We're still, you know, trying to emerge from what was a really difficult economic time. We're certainly not where any of us would like to be, and we've got significant work still to do, and this is really unhelpful at this time.
All right, Governor, let's talk some raw politics if we can. Of course, coming out yesterday, or actually over the weekend, courtesy of the New York Times, President Obama's Organizing for Action. It's a group headed up by former campaign organizer Jim Messina. Basically, $500,000 gets you a quarterly meeting with the president. Even the folks who have been really friendly to President Obama over at MSNBC and NBC News, Chuck Todd, criticizing the Obama administration for this, saying this is the definition of selling access. What is your take on this? I mean, is this appropriate for the president to do?
I hadn't seen that report, so I don't know much about it. It sounds to me, if it's around the Organizing for America, you know, the idea of taking a lot of these issues out to the American public, so to make sure that there's advocacy across the country. But I don't know a lot about their fundraising plans.
Yeah, basically $500,000 gets you a quarterly meeting with the president. And this is a president who campaigned against this sort of thing. Would it be something you would support, or would you think that maybe that's not a good move?
I'd really want to learn more about it. I mean, I think I think the president and his team must see, you know, a need to get this advocacy underway across the country. But I don't know a lot more about it.
All right. Governor Jack Markell, he's a Democrat from the great state of Delaware. Governor, appreciate your time and expertise here on America's Radio News. And come back again. Don't be a stranger, sir.
All right. Thanks a lot. Take care.